The Fitch Bandwagon with Alice Faye and Phil Harris.
Laugh a while, let a song be your style. Use Fitch shampoo. Don't despair, use your head, save your hair. Use Fitch shampoo.
Yes, a pretty girl is like a melody, especially when her hair is soft and shining, like that of Mrs. J.E. Hoffman of Orangeburg, South Carolina. Mrs. Hoffman writes of her experience with Fitch Cream Shampoo. My hair was dull and uninteresting until I tried Fitch Cream Shampoo. That was my lucky day. You should see the way Fitch brought out the highlights in my hair, leaving it smooth and soft. Then, too, I find Fitch more economical than any other cream shampoo. I'm telling all my friends about Fitch Cream Shampoo. Yes, Mrs. Hoffman, women everywhere are talking about Fitch. How it leaves hair caressably soft, shining as though it had been brushed and brushed and brushed. So try Fitch Cream Shampoo. You'll discover that glamorous new look of softer, shinier hair. Fitch Cream Shampoo is made with two special beauty aids, lanolin and olive oil. Lanolin is used to soften the hair. Olive oil is used to bring out sparkling highlights. Fitch is economical, too. Compare the size of the jar. Compare its low cost. At drug or toilet goods counters, buy Fitch Cream Shampoo for softer, shinier hair.
The F.W. Fitch Company, makers of Fitch Shampoo, presents The Fitch Bandwagon, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Robert North, Alan Reed, Walter Scharf and his music, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Alice's brother William has always felt that Phil lacked an appreciation of the finer things in life. And now, as we look in on the Harris home, we find Alice and William talking to Phil about it.
Phil, when are you going to grow up? Do you want to improve yourself? Wouldn't you like to acquire the polish and finesse of a sophisticate?
What, and lose my boyish air of carefree abandon? I'm as cute as a biscuit the way I am.
Philip, if you spent your time in intellectual pursuits instead of running around with that Frankie Remley person, you'd be much better off. I've discovered in my business association that one must be suave and be able...
Get lost, paperclip! Go stuff yourself in a pigeonhole. Get some deduction someplace. Look, Alice, I ain't going to hang around here and listen to this brother of yours. I got to meet Frankie and Tom.
Okay, Phil, I'll see you later.
So long, Alice. Goodbye, William. Can't get over it. William, William, William. That's all I hear around my house. Willie thinks you got to be intellectual and suave to get ahead. Well, I'm intellectual, and when it comes to that other thing, I'm just as big a suave as anybody. Give anything in the world if I could show
Hiya,
Willie.
Hiya, Curly. Boy, am I glad you finally got here.
Hiya, Frankie. What's up?
Curly, you've come along at an opportune moment. How would you like to come in on a big deal with me and make $1 million?
Get away, Kingfish. I was dinnis and rested in your proposition.
Now, wait a minute, Curly. Remember that horse, Blue Blazes, that we saw run at Santa Anita a few times? Well, I got a chance to buy him for $500.
Five? Hey.
Hmm?
How come you can get him that cheap?
I got connections. I got a tip that the owner wants to sell this horse at a loss so he can write it off his income tax.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see. Hey, gee, Remley. For $500, we couldn't go wrong.
Go wrong? I'm telling you, we'll make a fortune. We'll go partners. We'll chip in 50-50 and buy him.
Well, that sounds fair enough.
Have you got $250?
Yeah.
Good. I'll borrow that for my half. No, Now, all you got to do is dig up 250 for your half, and I'll make your partner.
You mean you ain't got 250, huh?
Yeah, I got it, Curly, but I'll need that for the expense of taking care of the horse. Why, it'll cost 250 a day just to feed him.
That much a day just for feed?
Sure.
That's a lot of money.
I know, but this nag's got a big appetite. Eats like a horse.
Okay, Remley, I get it. You don't have the dough. All right, so I'll lend it to you. I'll put up the whole 500. Now, where do we go to contact the guy to buy the horse?
Across the street at the plaza. And we better go over and do it right away because he has to leave town as soon as he sells.
Well, come on. Keep standing here. You let the guy get away. Let's go buy that horse.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Hey.
Huh?
Now that I'm going to own a horse, I'll be in the same class as the Whitneys, the Howards, and the Astors.
Sure.
Yeah. Gee whiz, I can't wait to get home and tell Alice and Willie about this. He thinks I don't know no business. Hey, Frankie, we'll race our nag at every big track in the country.
Sure.
Yeah, this summer we'll take him east to Saratoga. I can just see myself walking into the Piping Rock and saying... I know all y'all don't know who I am because I just got chair today. Yeah, me and my horse come from a little town down Dixie way. Everybody down there for miles around all calls me by my name. And now that I'm here at Saratoga, I'd like y'all to do the same. Because I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas. You ought to see me do my stuff. I'm a clean-cut fella from Harness Corner. You ought to see me strut. I'm a caper-cutting cutie. Got a gal called Katie. She's a little heavy-laden, but I call her baby. I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas. And you ought to see me do my stuff. Yes, a ding-dong daddy from Dumas. Oh, you ought to see me do my stuff. I'm a ping-pong papa from Pitchfork Prairie. You ought to see me strut. I'm a ding-dong daddy. Got a whiz-bang mama. She's a Bear Creek baby and a Wampus kitty. A ding-dong daddy from Dumas. And you ought to see me do my stuff. A ding-dong a daddy from the Dumas. Yes, you ought to see me do my stuff. I'm a popcorn papa from Casanova. You ought to see me strut. I'm a mama-loving man, and I love my Mary. She's a big-hearted blonde from Peanut Prairie. A ding-dong daddy from Dumas. And you ought to see me do my stuff. Just a ding-dong a daddy from the Dumas. Who you ought to see me do my stuff. I'm a peach pie papa from Jackson's Holler. You ought to see me strut. I'm a honey-dripping daddy. Got a hard-hearted baby. She's a sheep-shaking sheba. And hallelujah, I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas now. And you ought to see me strut.
I'm leaving now, Alice. May I take the children over to Mother's?
Well, I don't know, William. You see...
Please, Mommy. We'd like to see Grandma.
Well, I guess it's all
hey,
right.
Hey, Alice. Hey, Alice. Oh, gee whiz, where are you, honey? Have I got great news for you.
What is it, Phil?
Oh, we got something to tell you, Alice.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, Frankie.
Hi.
Hey, honey, you're now... Oh, look, there's Willie. I'm glad you're still here. I want you to hear this, too, Buster. Hey. Hey, honey. Frankie and me are now the owners of a racing stable. Just bought a racehorse.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, wait a minute, honey. It's a great horse. It's Blue Blazes out of Honey Girl by Blue Streak.
Is it a good horse, Daddy?
Oh, Phyllis, you children wouldn't know anything about it.
I just wanted to ask him if he clocked the nag at the early morning workouts. Yeah. Can he run the mile in 135? Is he a mutter or does he like a fast track?
Children! Where did you ever learn these expressions?
From the newspaper. When we read Daddy the Funnies, he makes us read him the sports section, too.
Now, girls, you'd better run along. Phil, why do you have to tell them those
things? Now, wait a minute, honey. Don't make a big thing out of that. There's nothing wrong with horse racing. Some of the best families in the country own horses.
What kind of a horse is it, Philip? What's it look like?
Well, Willie, I didn't see him. You see, the guys got him in a stall at Santa Anita, and, well, he didn't have time to take us out.
You bought a horse without seeing him?
We didn't have to see him. The owner gave us this picture of the horse. Yeah, look. Isn't he a beautiful animal?
All you can see is his head and tail. The rest of them is covered up with a blanket.
Yeah, but look at the name on that blanket. Blue Blazes. That's a great Gigi, kid. And to think we got him for $500.
$500? Philip, I'm afraid you've been cheated. You can't buy a good racehorse for that kind of money.
Oh, what do you know about horses?
I'm very familiar with horses. Mm-hmm. I ride a great deal, and I dare say there isn't a thing I don't know about horses because of my years in the saddle. I've been riding since I was knee-high to a grasshopper, and I know horseflesh.
Thank you, Hop Along Fay. And Hop Along. I'm telling you, it's going to be a great horse. This horse is going to break records.
Oh, Pooh. I can take the most broken-down animal from the stable I ride at and beat this hay burner you've been stuck with.
Oh, you could, huh? Mm. Well, would you like to have a little match race and place a good-sized bet on it?
Ordinarily, I'm not a betting man, but in this case, I shall be very happy to place a wager just to show you up.
Okay. How much you want to bet?
Would 75 cents be too steep for you?
Tut, tut, tut. Take it easy now, Clyde. Don't plunge. Watch your cabbage, Willie. You're going overboard. It's all right with me. Get your money up. I'll take your money from you. Hey, Alice, you better turn around while he opens his shirt and takes out his money belt.
When do you wish to hold this race?
Why don't you hold it right now? They're not racing at Santa Anita today. I know the steward. He'll let us use the track.
Very well. I'll get a horse from the riding academy and meet you at Santa Anita in 2 hours. Goodbye, Philip.
So long, sucker.
Riding again.
Riding. Probably a tame horse.
Riding again.
Hey, Curly, are we going to take him, huh?
Take him. It's going to be a cinch. Riding again. Why, you can't lose, especially with you riding our horse.
Yeah. I ain't going to ride the horse.
I'm allergic to him. When I was a kid, one of them kicked me.
Yeah? Where'd he kick you?
In Milwaukee. I was living there at the time. Why don't you ride him, Curly?
Me? Well, I wouldn't mind riding. I'd ride him, but, well, he's a spirited racehorse. I don't want to get hurt.
Oh, why don't you get a regular jockey to ride him?
Oh, we can't afford a regular jockey, Alice. They get a lot of dough.
Well, all we can do, we'll just have to get a hold of some small schnook who hasn't enough sense to ask for money, that's all.
Hey, I brought the groceries and...
Hey, Remley, look who fate just brought to our door.
Well, if it ain't Eddie or Caro or Bruzio. Grab him, Curly, before he gets away.
Yeah, wait a minute, let go of me! Get your clammy meat hooks off of me!
All right, wait a minute, Julius. Just wait a minute. Mr. Remley and me are going to do you a favor, kid. You see, we just bought a horse, and we want you to ride him in a race.
You mean you want me to be a jockey? One of those guys who boots home winners in big races to the cheers of the populace and gets a lot of dough for doing it?
That's it, kid. How do you like the idea?
It don't appeal to me. I'm afraid of horses, and I ain't going to ride one for nobody.
Oh, gee, Julius. Miss Fay here thought you'd do it for her. She's going to watch the race, you know. She'll be awfully disappointed if you're not riding.
You want me to, Miss Fay?
Well...
In that case, I'll do it. With the woman I love to cheer me on, I shall ride like the wind and guide that steed to ultimate victory. And neither rain, nor snow, nor sleet, nor hail shall stay this courier from the swift completion of my appointment.
All right, all right. Ride our horse first. You can deliver the mail later. Hey, look, kid, we're leaving for the track right now. Can you go with us?
Yeah, yours was the last order I had to deliver.
Oh, good. Hey, Alice, would you like to see the race, too?
Oh, I wouldn't miss it for the world. I'll go get my coat.
Well, hurry up. We're leaving.
I don't know. Most husbands come home with candy or flowers. Mine comes home with a racehorse. Oh, well, I don't know what I'd ever do without it.
I'll get by as long as I have you. Though there be rain and darkness too, I'll not complain, I'll see it through.
though I may be far away, say what care I, dear, I'll get by as long as I have you. Not complain, I'll see it through, though I may be far away, true, say what care I, dear, I'll get by, as long as I.
It's a beautiful racetrack, Phil. You know, I've never been here before.
Well, where's this horse you two guys own?
All right, take it easy. He's one of them box stalls over there. Now, look, Julius, you wait here with Alice and Frankie, and I'll go over and get him. Come on, Frank.
I can't wait to see Blue Blazes, Curly. You know, with proper training, he might turn out to be another man of war.
Sure. What else? We'll see how good he is as soon as Willie shows up for that race.
Yeah. Let's see, Curly. He must be in one of these stalls here. There he is, the one with the blanket that says Blue Blazes.
Yeah. That's our horse.
That's ours.
Yeah. Gee, look at him. He's a beautiful beast, ain't he?
Yeah. He's got a lovely voice, too.
Sounds a little like Crosby.
A little bit. Hey, Curly, lead him out of the stall so we can get a better look at him.
Yeah, all right. Hold it now. Take it easy, son. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Gee, I wish I had an apple. Hold it. Quiet now. Atta boy. Hold it now. Right here. That's it. That's
Curly,
it.
Take the blanket off. I can't wait to get a good look at him.
Not yet. Do you want him to catch cold? You can't do that to them high-class horses.
Oh, that's true.
Wait till we take him over to the track. Come on.
Okay.
Hey, you two. Where are you going with that blanket? Belongs to my horse, Blue Blazes.
That's just Blue Blazes.
It is not. I just loaned the blanket to a guy to put on this snag while he took a picture of it.
Hey, wait a minute. This horse ain't Blue Blazes?
No.
Well, we just bought this horse for $500.
You paid $500 for this?
Yeah.
Oh, brother, have you been taken?
All right, laughing boy. What's so funny?
Wait till I take this blanket off here and show you. Look.
Holy smoke. This is the most swayback nag I've ever seen.
Yeah. He's just got a front and an end. He ain't got no middle part.
Oh, brother, is he swayback? His stomach's touching the ground. Oh, Frankie. Why do you always pick on me to do this? You and your connections. Now, how am I going to face Alice with this horse? What am I going to say to her?
Let's turn it upside down and tell her it's a camel.
You keep quiet. No time to be funny. Look, maybe if we leave the blanket on, we can keep her from seeing it before the race. Hey, mister. Hey, do me a favor, will you, mister?
What,
can
what?
We borrow this blanket for a while?
Sure, but bring it back when you're through, huh?
Hey, thanks, yeah. Well, I guess we got to show it to Alice.
Come on, horse. Get going, horse. Come on. Oh, come on. Hey, Curly, he don't want to move.
He can't. His stomach's dragging. Oh, Remley, now how are we going to get him over to Alice?
If we had a pair of skates, we could put them under him and roll him over.
Yeah. We could also butter his stomach and slide him over.
Hey. He's moving, Curly.
Should I clock him?
Not now. Will you come on? Let's get this over with. Hey, listen.
Huh?
Sounds like the walking man. Remley, this is the last time I'm ever going to listen to you. Don't you never come into me with another proposition as long as you live, you hear me? Now, don't do it anymore. You talk me into buying a broken-down thing like this.
Now, don't blame me. How did I know the guy was a cheat? You were taking in as much as I was. And furthermore, how do you know he can't run? Just because he's built funny don't mean anything. He might be a great runner.
Well, I certainly hope so for your sake. Now I got to go through this race or I'll never hear the end of it. Now, don't say anything to Alice. Maybe with that blanket on him, maybe she won't notice.
Okay. Oh. Hi, Alice. Here's our horse. Ain't he beautiful?
He has a lovely head and a nice braided tail. Take the blanket off so I can see the rest of him, huh?
Let's leave well enough alone.
I can't ride the horse with that blanket on. I'll take it
off.
Wait
a minute, Julius. Don't do that.
Hey.
There, it's off.
Holy jumping Jehoshaphat.
This is a horse?
Certainly, kid. That's a nice horse. That's the horse you're going to ride.
How can I win a race with a thing like this? Every time he takes a step, his stomach bounces along the ground like a basketball. I can't ride him. I'll have to dribble him around the track.
Oh, Phil, how could you buy that animal? It's the most swayback thing I've ever seen.
He ain't swaybacked.
He ain't. You could sprinkle snow on his back and use him for a ski jump.
He may not look like much, but he'll beat William's horse. Come on, Julius, mount him.
Are you kidding? The only one that should mount this thing is a taxidermist. I wouldn't be found dead on that neck. So long, Chunks.
Now, wait a minute, Julius. You can't go... Oh, he's gone. Curly, you'll have to ride the horse.
But, Frankie, I keep telling you I can't ride
him. Here comes William.
Now I'm going to have to ride him. Now, look, you two. You've got to defend our horse in front of Willie. Remember that, or I'll never live it down with him.
Whoa, fellow. Well, Philip, I'm ready for the race. This is the horse I'm going to ride. Hope you... Philip, what is that?
It's a horse. What did you think it was?
The way it sags in the middle, I thought it was a cheap mattress. Philip, he's so swaybacked.
He's tired. Resting a minute. He'll be all right. And he's not swaybacked. Just happens to be the only racehorse in the world whose stomach starts from a kneeling position.
You don't expect to beat me with that old thing.
He ain't old.
Of course he ain't old. Just watch him go when I get in that saddle and say, "Get up!"
Oh, Curly?
Huh?
Something I forgot to tell you. Owner told me when you want him to go, you don't say, "Giddy up."
What do I say?
Just yell in his ear, "To arms, to arms, the British are coming."
I got it.
Okay, let's get the race started. All right, fellas, get on your horses.
Well, Franklin, I'm on mine. Well, Philip, don't just stand there. Get on your horse.
I am on my horse.
Oh, Phil, pick up your legs. Your knees are dragging.
All right, fellas, get ready. When I say go, you stunt.
Steady now, boy. Steady, boy. We'll break fast and then take to the rail.
On your mark. Get set. Go.
We're off. That's it, boy. Easy now. Easy now. We're gaining on him. Easy now, boy. Take it easy. He's only a length ahead of us.
Curly,
easy.
Curly.
What?
Come back here and get your horse.
My horse? In the excitement, I forgot him. I wondered why I was breathing so hard. All right, hold the horse, Frankie. I'll get on him again.
Where till I pick him up?
Oh, Phil, why don't you give up? William's way ahead of
you. Now, look,
here.
I'm not giving up. This horse can run, and I'll beat him yet. Come on, boy. Come on, now. Hit it. Hit it. Attaboy. Oh, we broke nicely. That's it, boy. Easy now. Take it easy. Take it easy. Save yourself for that stretch. Oh, we're traveling at a nice, steady clip.
Phil.
Keep to the rail, baby. Keep to the rail. We'll catch up with Willie.
Phil.
Alice, stop walking alongside my horse. Come on, boy. Come on, boy. Let's get going. In there. Now we're traveling, baby. Oh, we're going to win this race yet. Oh, look at us. We're at the quarter pole already.
Hiya, Curly. It's about time you showed up. I've been waiting for you.
Don't be funny. Where's Alice?
She ran up ahead to brush some stones off the track.
Well, I'm right here, Phil. Oh, honey, why don't you give it
up? Why should I? I'm doing all right. I'll beat that brother of yours if the last thing I... Hey, look. I am beating him. He's in back of me.
In back of you? William's been around the track 3 times already, once without his horse. Oh, Phil, be sensible. There's no use in trying to finish this race.
Well, I am going to finish it. I got confidence in this horse. Once he gets started, we'll show you what speed really is. Come on, baby, please. Will you please? Come on, baby. Just a little bit more, baby. Just a little bit more and we'll make it.
Come on, Phil. Come on.
Yeah, keep going, Curly. You're almost to the finish line.
I am? Where is it?
Right up here.
Well, light another match so I can see it.
Phil will be back in just a moment. There's no excuse for dandruff.
Right. There's no excuse for dandruff.
Almost everyone has dandruff at one time or another, but there's no excuse for dandruff. That's because it can be removed so easily and completely with Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. Leading medical authorities say there are 2 kinds of dandruff. One is loose and flaky. It's the unsightly kind, the kind you can see. The other clings to the scalp. It's the invisible, irritating kind, the kind you can feel. If your present shampoo is doing only half the job, remember, Fitch removes both kinds completely. Be free of unsightly dandruff. Be free of invisible, irritating dandruff. Yes, be free of all embarrassing dandruff with Fitch.
Fitch is the only shampoo made that's guaranteed to remove dandruff with the first application. And the Fitch guarantee is backed by one of the world's largest insurance firms.
Remember, there's no excuse for dandruff. So switch to Fitch. At drug counters, barber, and beauty shops, ask for Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. Fitch is spelled F-I-T-C-H.
Folks, Alice and I would like to take this opportunity to congratulate the old professor, Kay Kaiser, on his 10th anniversary on NBC. He's done a great job, and, well, it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Many more years of continued success, Kay. Good night, everybody.
Tune in next week when the F.W. Fitch Company again brings you the Fitch Bandwagon with Alice Faye and Phil Harris. This program was directed by Paul Phillips. Alice Faye appears with the courtesy of 20th Century Fox. The part of Frankie was played by Elliot Lewis.
Have a while, let a song be your style, use Fitch Shampoo. Don't despair, use your head, save your hair, use Fitch Shampoo.
Girls, for softer, shinier hair, use Fitch's new cream shampoo. It's made with both lanolin and olive oil. Lanolin to soften, olive oil for sparkling highlights. Try Fitch Cream Shampoo. Bill Foreman speaking.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.